what we're saying is those who want this future of division, a constitution based on racial preference, assets based on racial preference, this is a disaster for New Zealand, and we do not want to be forming any government that believes in that.
And the future of seabed and constitutional issues, yesterday's issues?
Say it again?
And constitutional issues, the treaty and foreshore and seabed.
Well, no. The public has not even been told about the secret committee that's working at the moment, where the cornerstone of the constitution will be the Treaty of Waitangi. You've not told them that. But I'm telling you, New Zealanders would be alarmed to hear the content of what their discussions are and what it means for them in the long term. Because then you're going to have a constitution that's going to say that one group of New Zealanders has far greater rights than others. That is the pathway of Zimbabwe.
Mr. Peters, if we went out onto the street this afternoon and asked people what the issues are...
Well, why don't you first?
We have done. What do you think that they would say, any of them would say the treaty, the constitution, or the preference are?
Well, you can make that. You could take that view and regard it as of no moment. New Zealand First thinks that a united future for this country is a critically important matter. All I ask you to do is allow the public to know what we're saying.
I'm sorry, but you haven't answered my question.
Well, I'm not answering your question because I happen to disagree with you and you're entitled to your view. But please don't present your view to the public. We're a political party. I'd like you to present our views to it. It's what it's called to be in the medium.
I'm presenting the public view to you, actually.